How long have you been on tour so far with To Kill a Mockingbird?
Since I was 16. No, we started previewing in Buffalo at the end of March 2022. So a year and a half and change.
That's actor Richard Thomas, who plays Atticus Finch in the touring production of To Kill a Mockingbird. Performances are at the Schuster Center now through this Sunday. I'm Larry Carassel, and this is Arts Focus. What is it about To Kill a Mockingbird that is still so important and significant today?
Well, just about everything. I mean, it's always going to be significant because it's basically our story. I mean, there's a reason that it's the most popular novel among Americans, because whether you're loving the book or trying to ban the book, it is hitting the right nerve. It's our story, the story of our aspirations to be the people we want to be and how far short we fall of them and what we do as a result of that. So this story as a relevant picture of our country is not going away anytime soon.
How is Aaron Sorkin's adaptation different from other stage versions or film versions we've seen of this story?
Well, there's only one other film version. I mean, and a lot of people say, well, it was different from the movie. And I say, well, it's not an adaptation of the movie. It's actually a novel. It was an adaptation. It's an adaptation of the novel. Aaron's is different because, number one, from the Atticus chair, he's taken Atticus off the pedestal and made him a man with a lot to learn and who is teachable and who is not sort of an ideal of perfection. All of his unassailable virtues are interrogated during the course of the play, and he has a loss of innocence during the play that mirrors that of the kids as well. So he's given Atticus, the actor playing Atticus, a wonderful journey, and an Atticus that allows the audience, I think, to come a little closer, so that he's more than somebody you just admire. You can admire him for his attempts to do the right thing, but you can also criticize him for some of his naivete. So that, it's wonderful. He's also really enriched the characters of Tom Robinson and Calpurnia, and I think he's injected into the piece a lot of things that reflect how we look at social justice today. Chief among them, we don't need another white savior narrative at this point in time. And yet, Atticus is still a man you love and admire and root for. But he's really, really energized it and brought it up to our time, as you do with all classics, that's why they remain classics, without in any way betraying the spirit of Harper Lee's novel.
What do you think of our performance space here in the Schuster Center?
It's beautiful. I mean, it's a theater. You know, we play when you cross the country, there are so many gorgeous places that you play that were originally either movie houses that were vaudeville halls as well as movie houses, went through things not really built to accommodate plays, too big, you know. And this is a big room for a play, obviously, but it's a beautiful auditorium, and the acoustic is wonderful, and the audience felt very present from the stage last night, so I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun week, and they were a great house.
How do you maintain the level of energy it takes to play this part night after night, town after town, for over a year?
Well, maintaining the energy is part of the task of doing theater. One of the things that does mitigate against boredom or fatigue, although it is a very challenging and tiring thing to do touring, is that when you go from one city to another within a week or 2 weeks, basically you have a new opening in a new home with a completely different type of audience from region to region. So it's always a new play every week or two, and it keeps it very fresh, and we all have little problems to solve and things to overcome, and we have forged new relationships with a different regional audience. So it really keeps it very fresh.
Like the rest of the country, I first became familiar with you from the Waltons.
Sure.
How is doing a play night after night, week after week, different, or does it require the same type of energy as doing a weekly series?
It's very, very different. I've been in front of the camera and on stage since my Actors Equity card is 65 years old this year. But I've been doing both my whole life, and there are technical differences that are really large, but there's also a fundamentally identical basic impulse as an actor, which is, you know, to try to tell the truth and get to the bottom of things and also project the surface of things in a way that they're effective for the audience. So the core work is the same, but After that, it diverges, and there's radical differences. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing is more exciting to me, and I love working in front of the camera, but I'm a theater baby, and nothing is more exciting to me than to spend time embodying and investigating a great text, right? If it's a good play and you can play it for a long time, it continues to reveal itself, and the close reading of it that you're doing along with your company is very fruitful, and that's very exciting. And this is a fantastic piece of playwriting, so it's very easy to keep going with it. It's taxing emotionally, but beyond that, it's fine.
Richard Thomas is Atticus Finch in the touring production of To Kill a Mockingbird. Performances are now through Sunday at the Schuster Center. Get more information at DaytonLive.org. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.